This is John Batchelor from a much longer conversation with Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy, retired, an aviator, writing in the Wall Street Journal. What does the Navy need? What's the problem? What does the Navy need? Right now, freedom of the seas is an aspiration. The Red Sea is shut to major traffic. Containers are going all the way around the Cape of Good Hope. Oil tankers also avoiding the Red Sea. The missiles given by Iran to the Houthi rebels, the Yemenites out of the mountains, gangsters. Those missiles are blocking the freedom of the seas. There will be more of this in future. What does the Navy need? Jerry Hendricks is very clear. Two different kinds of ships, one for the surface, one for under the surface. Here's Jerry Hendricks from a conversation about the U.S. Navy right now.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, the Navy has essentially two major missions. I almost think of them as the ends of an old-fashioned barbell. You have the day-to-day preserve the peace mission, where you're out and about being the cop on the beat, upholding the global economic order that we've spent the last 70 years establishing, essentially the concept of the free seas and free trade. That mission, you need to have a visible ship, a surface combatant that's out there, essentially that cop on the beat, walking around the neighborhood. That mission can be best served by a frigate force, something that's a smaller vessel that can be purchased in larger numbers, you know, adequately armed, but certainly not the high-end, top-end surface combatant out there. Then you need to have a war-winning force, the aspect of what are you going to use when the chips are down and the missiles start flying. And quite frankly, in the current environment, especially with anti-access air denial capabilities, the long-range anti-ship ballistic missiles that China and Russia have begun to build, submarines have emerged as sort of the key component in our win-the-war force. Now, that is not to say that frigates won't have a role to play in a wartime environment. They'll be there doing convoy escort for U.S. Forces and shipping and commercial shipping, et cetera. And that also doesn't mean that submarines don't have a peacetime role. We've used submarines to surface off from adversaries, spin their radars to kind of let them know they're there, really sends a shock through the system. But the point here is I think that the technology trends are moving in these two directions, frigates for peacetime, submarines, especially submarines equipped with a lot of torpedoes and a lot of long-range attack missiles, that is your war-winning wartime force.
Thank you.